Okay, Gurner, Rosh Chodesh, other bays, Tashin Pei bays, Alun Shabin, Susu Furshim for Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel, Tsipora, Karmel Shab and Reza. Purim is upon us. So is Parshas Pekudei. What's the connection between Purim, Parshas Pekudei? Rav Moshe Wolfson has a beautiful insight. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, we're going to read it inside. V'zeh inyan adar sheni, ki yubes chadashim heim neged klalos kumas neshames yisrael, mechulakim liyubes shvatim. Rav Moshe Wolfson has a famous thing from the Svarim HaKadoshim, based off the Arizal, that there are 12 months, which are connected to the 12 tribes, the 12 shvatim of Klal Yisrael. But says Rav Moshe Wolfson, but then there's some Jews who feel like they're Nishar Fleita, Hanach HaShalom Baderech, like the Svarim HaKadoshim teach us that Amalek Dafka attacks the Jews that will feel like they messed up, they don't have a Shevet. While Yeshan, the Shamas, and the Flotim, Yilchutz, the Machana, Yisrael, the Enim, Chabarim, Klaus, the Shvatim, they don't have a Shevet. Comes along Adar Sheni, comes along the 13th month, comes along the 13th tribe, as Arizal said, the 12 gates of Tefillah, and the 13th gate is the Shar HaKolel, says the Arizal. Rabbi Goldberg loves to say this. The idea is in Mechuvan HaChodesh HaYagimel, comes along Adar Sheni, the 13th month, Hu Chodesh Adar Sheni, Sha'az Miskalim, Yud Gimel, Michal and Derachme, that it's able to open up the 13 avenues of Rachman v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, the 13 channels of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Omar Arizal says that Rav Moshe Wolfson, according to Arizal, Zuchus Yagar Leinu, Sheba Pura Miskal or Elyon Na'ala V'Nasa Asher Hu Yoysi Me'orah Miskal B'Shabbos B'Yontif, says the Arizal, and this is based on, and the Chasam Sofer has a whole Indian as well, that what a Jew could accomplish on Purim, the holiness of Purim, is more than Shabbos and more than Yontif. And the Chasam Sofer writes, and the Yoytz also writes in the Joshua, but also the Chasam Sofer says that not only is the day of Purim holier than Shabbos and Yontif itself, but the Megillah is holier than the Sefer Torah. When Megillah's Esther, who Yoyser Na'ala Mi'oysias HaSefer Torah Va'orash Megillah Mayer Yoyser, the text itself of Megillah's Esther, the Shvi'a Pinchas talks about this, we talked about this in past years, and Megillah's Esther itself is on a higher level, Kedusha, and then even in a Torah scroll. The day of Yeshua from the greatest to the smallest. Even those Jews who feel like they don't belong, comes along Purim, comes along Adar Sheni, and says, no, you do belong. The 13th month. Yes, the rest of the time, 12 and 12, you might not have a shevet. You might not fit in. You might, at the end, you're always cashing up. Says the Moshe Wolfson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a leap year. A leap year is extra credit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us that extra ability to be able to do tshuva, to be able to make sure to be able to have another extra month to be able to do tshuva me'ava, like the Sfas Emes says that Elul and Tishrei are connected tshuva me'ira, but Adar and Nisan are connected tshuva me'ahava. When only when you love someone, you give them an extra chance. To give them an extra ability. Give them an extra month. That's what Adar Beis is all about. How does this connect to Parshas Pekudei? So Rav Moshe Wolfson has something beautiful, he says. He says, we know how we have these hooks. The Vai HaMudim. You had those hooks, those extra hooks from the Shkalim, from all the 100 Kikar. What does that represent? We know that those hooks from the Mishkan, they helped the curtain stand up. They were outside the Mishkan. They're outside. Shein b'chuvada on the Shabbos ha'akvam mehim mechutz lachatzar chodesh. V'haleim nisalam ha'kloim v'nimsa shein yotzim am mechutz lachloim ha'olahala. Says the Moshe Wolfson, you want to know dafka why those amudim? They were dafka outside to represent those Jews who are outside the chatzar, who are outside the mishkas. But yet they're connected. But yet they're connected from atop. Ki ha'chatzar ha'kodesh sham nichlulu kol yisrael. V'havavim niflatu mechatzar ha'kodesh. V'him mechutz lachodesh, come on, niflatu mechutz lachodesh. Just like those Jews who were in the back, and Amalek attacked, so too those Vai HaMudim, those hooks that were attached the sockets and everything together. They would be outside, but yet it would connect the outside to the inside. And he says, you have to look. That's exactly every Jewish neshama. You're not going to go there. It gets a little Kabbalistic there. But then he quotes, he says, what's the Vai HaMudim? You have to look at the Vav. Vav stands for Vav Vav. That stands for 6 plus 6. That stands for the 12. But then he says, there's another way to spell Vav. There's another way to spell vav, vav aleph vav. Yesh gam milui shel vav aleph vav hu minyan yud gimel. She hosefes hachodesh hayu gimel shal adar sheni. Shu b'shvil neshamas haikvam hamonde b'chutz. Yes, the regular way to spell the Vav Hamudim is Vav and Vav. The Vav Hamudim. But then, the Milui, the extra way, if you look down deeper into the Vav, Vav, Aleph Vav. 6 plus 6 plus 1 is 13. What do those represent? The whole Inyan, where we start from the beginning of this whole talk, was the Shmuz, was 12 Shvatim and 12 and the 12 months, and the 12 and the 12. And but then we have the 13th month. And then we have the 13th month, which represents the Jews who are outside. They don't have that. They don't feel like they have a place. And that's the Vav HaMudim. They're outside the Mishkan, but yet they connect to those, they connect all the poles. They connect the whole Mishkan because they're connected. They might not be in the Chatzar, but they're connected to the Chatzar. And that's what Moshe Wolfson says. You want to know what the lesson of Purim Adar Sheni? You want to know what the connection is? Purim Adar Sheni, Parshas Pekudei. It's one thing that the Rabbeinu Shalom never gives up on any Jew. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give up on any yid. Every Jew is part of the family. Like sort of Kluger, Shlita, has a beautiful Rav Moshe Tzvi Shlita, said a beautiful remez. The Gemara says in the beginning of the Megillah, says that Lasus Ish Kirtan Ish Veish. That at the banquet of Achashverosh they were all there, giving out drinks. Ish Veish Ish Ze Mordechai Vaish Ze Haman. The man refers to Mordechai Vaish was Haman. Says Rav Avram C. Kluger Shlita Beit Shemesh. He says a beautiful remez. Ish ze Mordechai ish ein shem yeish. Jew doesn't give up. Haman zvaish. What zvaish stands for? Yeish. Haman is Amalek, is Suffolk, to doubt yourself, to give up on yeesh. But like the Kutzker Rebbe said, yeesh is shalom midas. Yeesh is not in our part of our knowledge. It's not who we are. The whole month of Adar Sheni, it breeds one thing. The Chodesh Baruch Hu's love for us. The Chodesh Baruch Hu's desire to be close to us. To those Jews who feel like they don't belong, their 13th month comes along to say, no, you do belong. In the 13th month is the 13th Shevet HaShar Kol, says the Arizal. And that's exactly the Vav Havaya Hamudim. Yeah, the Vav Vav, the regular, yeah. But it looks spelled Vav and Vav 6, but then you look deeper. It's Vav Aleph Vav. Vav Aleph Vav is 13. To Miram is on the 13th Midas of the Chodesh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. To Miram is on the 13th gate. To Miram is on the 13th month for us to be able to come back to the Rabbeinu Shem. The end of the day, we should be Zoch Hashem to not only learn this Torah, but to live this Torah and to believe in ourselves, to believe in every single Jew, to believe in the goodness of every Jew. Like the Ishbitzer Rebbe says, that every Jew is filled with Mamish Kedusha, and anytime they do something outside of that, that's something outside of themselves. Look at the Meir Shiloch and Mesechus Brachas. He talks all about that. We should be Zoch to believe in the goodness, to believe in the good, and to believe that we can always return to the Rabbeinu Shem. Me'ez Hashem, we start with this, and on their base, come to Purim and Yishlam Yer Kodesh, to knowing that we're taking the 13th month, we're taking that whole message of the Vay HaMudim, the 13th month of Adar Sheni, to come back to the Rabbeinu Shem, to believe in ourselves, to believe in every single Jew. Freilich and Purim, a good Chodesh.